Bible. Praise God. He'll bless your soul. Amen. Matthew chapter 10, or excuse me, chapter 19, verse 26. But Jesus beheld them and said to them, with men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. Praise God. And in Mark chapter 10, they were astonished, verse 26, out of measure, saying among themselves, who then can be saved? And Jesus, looking upon them, saith, with men it is impossible, but not with God. For with God all things are possible. Amen. And in Luke chapter 1, verse 36, and behold, our cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age. This is the sixth month with her who was called barren. For with God nothing shall be impossible. Praise God. The watchword for the Virgin Mary was, with God, nothing shall be impossible. Praise God. Glory to God. Look into Matthew chapter 17 and verse 20. And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible. Amen. Impossible and possible are used in Matthew 19 and 26. Jesus beheld them and said to them, this is with men, this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. Impossible and possible are used in that same verse. In Mark 10:27, he said, with men it is impossible, but with God all things are possible. Amen. Hallelujah. Many times in the scripture he uses both words to emphasize the fact that with God all things are possible, and with God there is nothing impossible. Amen. In Strong's Concordance, possible is translated more times than other. From a Greek word, donatos. Amen. Possible, able, mighty, strong, could, power, mighty man. Amen. Able, powerful, mighty, strong, mighty in wealth and influence, strong in soul to bear calamities and trials with fortitude and patience, strong in Christian virtue to be able to do something. Mighty, excelling in something, having power for something. Praise God. And then there is the word impossible. Adunatio. Adunatio. Amen. To be impossible. Not to have strength, power, or ability. To be weak. Cannot be done. To be impossible. Amen. Brothers and sisters, tonight, God, amen, never saw anything that is in the way of any promise or need that he cannot do. Amen. All we can say, there are some exceptions which is manifest when we preach like this. Amen. God can't lie. God can't go against his own word. Cannot, will not. Amen. But when it comes to doing something, there is nothing impossible with God. When it comes to accomplishing the miraculous and doing the impossible, there is no impossible with God. Hallelujah. With God, nothing shall be impossible. He said, with God, all things are possible. Amen. All things are possible to him that believeth. Praise God. If you just believe, ye shall say to this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible. The watchword for our dispensation, the dispensation of the grace of God that begun with the preaching of John the Baptist and possibly even with his birth. Praise God. The watchword to the Virgin Mary and to ages to come is, with God, nothing shall be impossible. That's what Gabriel said. I believe the angel's word stands true yet tonight. Hallelujah. God can and has and will do it. Most things that we need today, God has already done it. Amen. We need to pray and believe God for him to do it again. Praise God. I believe he will do it again. I believe he will answer prayer for God's people. Amen. There are a few in Pentecost, maybe I should say many, amen, that have drifted into the same rut that the nominal church drifted into 50 or 100 or better years ago. Amen. And every one of them, almost without exception, lost their revival because they drifted into an indifferent attitude, and I don't care. Amen. Attitude. I don't care. I can't care. That's a terrible thing. But a lot of people are in that shape. When we don't care and can't care, God can't help us. Amen. There's a whole new generation coming on and an old generation dying off. Amen. Many of them are already gone. They told me today that Wallace Timmons is dead. Amen. They told me today that Ellis Allen is dead. They're having his funeral Friday in Ewing, Virginia. Amen. Some of those preachers of bygone years, those walking Bibles that did the spectacular right in our hearing in bygone years, have passed from the stage of action. Amen. Will there be any replacements? Will God raise anybody up that'll bury themselves in the Word of God, that'll bury their face in the altar of prayer and fast and seek God? Amen. Until God moves on them again, I think it's time we pray, Lord, do it again. Praise God. Hallelujah. William Booth stood over the tombstone of John Wesley, was it? Amen. And said, Lord, do it again, with tears running down his face. And God proved to Catherine and William Booth, amen, that he was the Lord of hosts, and the Salvation Army marched across the world. Amen. Someone else stood over the tomb of Catherine and William Booth and said, Lord, do it again. And God did it again. Two men stood near the Great Lakes and said, it is yet to be seen what God can do. Praise God, with someone that is fully dedicated, fully given, fully sold out to God. Amen. I tell you tonight, at one more time, right down here in this modern age, amen, with automobiles running and airplanes and jets are flying and penetrating space and sending, amen, kiddie cars to light on Mars and roll across Mars and take pictures, amen, and landing on the moon. Bless God, we don't have to be a spectator on the sidelines, because God is still on the throne. And God is going to visit those that seek him. Praise God. Amen. God said away back in the book of Genesis, praise God, as he paid that visit to Abraham just before he destroyed Sodom and announced that Abraham was going to have a son. Amen. He said, is anything too hard for the Lord? Praise God. That's the Lord talking, folks. The Lord said to Abraham, wherefore, this is verse 13, did Sarah laugh, saying, shall I of a surety bear a child when I'm old? Amen. The Lord's still talking. Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the time appointed, I will turn unto thee according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. Abraham and Sarah would have an heir. Because there's nothing too hard for the Lord. Praise God. In the book of Jeremiah, Jeremiah said, our Lord God, 32:17, behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power. If you can realize that, and if you believe that, you already know, and stretched out arm, and there is nothing too hard for thee. Amen. Glory to God. And then God poses a question that leaves in its echo its own answer. In the same chapter, in the 27th verse, then came the word of the Lord unto Jeremiah, saying, behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Amen. God can do it. Glory to God. I tell you, what men think is impossible, God can put the broken pieces back together again and fuse them if we'll wait on God. If we'll give God time. Amen. But we've got to learn to wait on Him. We've got to learn to seek Him. Praise God. And wait on God. I thought that my mom and dad would never live together again. There were too many rivers to cross. Too many things had to be righted. It would never happen. I would always have to visit my dad in one place and my mother in another place the rest of my life, as long as they lived. Amen. My mother was sick. She was in bad shape spiritually, physically, and mentally. The devil had taken over her life. She was an almost impossible case. Amen. Dad was gone. Had been gone for 2 or 3 years. Amen. And I thought that home could never be mended again. Praise God. But God's people began to pray. And for the sake of me, hallelujah, when I went to get my mother from the hospital, my dad went with me. Miracle of all miracles. Brought her home. They lived together until they died, and perhaps spent the happiest years of their life together. Amen. In those 30 or so years that they spent together, 35 or however many. Amen. Yes, God answered prayer. God did the impossible for me. And God can do the impossible for you if you'll wait on Him. Amen. Glory to God. If your home is breaking apart, you need to give God time to effect grace in your life. Amen. Hallelujah. Rather than go out and marry again and commit adultery, amen, and rob yourself of a future in the service of God, even if God forgives you and even you find grace, amen, you can't be a deacon, you can't be an evangelist or a pastor in most holiness churches, amen, you can't be a trustee, you can't be a Sunday school teacher in most churches. Praise God. Wait on God and give God a chance in your life. Put God first. Seek God. Amen. If it's God's will for you to marry that man or vice versa, amen, He can take that living companion out of the way. If it's God's will. Amen. Amen. Until he does, I'm not going to have anything to do with it. I just marry him once. Amen. I just let him bring one husband in. Amen. And I tie the knot and guarantee it. Praise God. That means if it don't work, I'll tie it over again. Praise God. Amen. I've had them drag about two or three husbands in on me. Amen. It's a free country. You can do as you please, but you're going to have to live with your mistakes. Amen. You're going to have to bear the burden sooner or later. You're going to have to face the music. Wait on God. Give God a chance to help you. Amen. Before you do something that is non-biblical and indirect, adverse to God's plain command. Amen. In the Word of God. Hallelujah. I'm always there to help those that have messed their lives up in sin to pick up the pieces. God forgives and see them have a new start. Amen. See them blessed. See them find their place in the kingdom of God. Amen. You don't have to preach to do something for God. You don't have to be a deacon to do something for God. You don't have to be a Sunday school teacher to do something for God. There's a mountain of work to do around the house of God. Amen. Without being up front. Amen. If we'll seek God, God will help us. Amen. When A.T. Gillette's wife left him because he left the Methodist church. Amen. And got saved in the Pentecostal church. She said, I want it like it used to be. Amen. She left him and moved to Florida. Praise God. He left his home up yonder in Hammond, Indiana, in the suburbs of Chicago anyway. Amen. And hit the road for God. Preached in all our churches. Amen. If he had gone out and grabbed up a wife in some of our churches, he wouldn't have spent 22 years in fruitful service for the Lord. He would have been a has-been, a used-to-be, or a not-at-all, a zero. Amen. But he chose, like Paul, praise God, to go it alone. He didn't make it a secret. Hallelujah. And God told him when he called him to preach, he said, call somebody else. I'm old. God said, I'll make you young. Amen. He'd drive as high as 800 miles a day without stopping. Preached from 62 to 82. Praise God. Didn't even get saved till he was 60. Why did Gillette have success in the ministry? Because with God, there's nothing impossible. Amen. He could have sought success in many other avenues and did. But instead he buried himself in the Word of God. Amen. Glory to God. He buried himself in prayer and fasting. He gave his time to the Lord. Hallelujah. And that's what God wants us to do. If thou art free from a husband, seek not to be bound. If you will be bound, then be reconciled to your own husband. If you're free from a wife, seek not to be bound. But if you're bound, amen, then be reconciled to your own. Amen. Only in the Lord in any case, even if you are a widower and clear, amen, can you get married only in the Lord? Seek God. Give God a chance in your life. Amen. And God will help you. For with God, nothing is impossible. Amen. God is still on the throne. It is possible to live above sin. If by faith the Bible said they wrought righteousness, Hebrews chapter 11, amen, then we by faith can cause righteousness to be wrought in our lives today. By that same faith. You know the reason why people preach you gotta sin a little every day? because they want to sin a little every day. Amen. You know why people say you can't keep from sinning? Because they don't want to keep from sinning. Praise God. If we'll seek God, there is no besetting sin. There's no power so great, no habit so strong, that by prayer and fasting and seeking the face of God and believing Jesus, you can be set free. You can break the habit. Amen. I've known of folks right, testified right in our own church, that broke the drug habit without any withdrawal. With God, all things are possible. Amen. I've known folks, praise God, kick the cigarette habit right from the altar. You can do it! Praise God, for with God, nothing is impossible. I don't know what's got you bound. I don't know what's holding on your life down. I don't know what you're holding on to. But God can help you with it tonight. Amen. God is able. Praise God. God is able to help us to live right. God is able for the miraculous in our time. We've got a right, in fact, we're admonished in the Bible to covet gifts. Covet the best gifts. Praise God. God has gifts for people that'll take time to seek Him. You know why we don't have more gifts and more power? We're too lazy to seek God. We're too self-indulgent to seek God. Amen. We won't get down to business with God. We want somebody else to seek God. We want somebody else to pray through. Somebody else to entertain us. Someone else to produce the spectacular. Besides, we're busy. We haven't got time to seek the Lord. Don't you know how busy I am? I declare, amen. They were busy in Bible times too. Amen. They didn't have a cotton gin to gin the cotton. They had to gin it themselves. Amen. They didn't have a spinning wheel in Bible times. They had to spin it themselves. Amen. And they had to weave it themselves. Every piece of cloth that was made, it was made painfully by hand. Amen. They told about the Chinese farmer, how that someone said, or the Indonesian, or the Asian farmer, how that somebody said they were lazy. Amen. And Tom Dooley said he didn't think so. Amen. Because he had to go out and plow the field with a wooden plow. Amen. And plant the seed, and then harvest the cotton, and then spin the cotton by hand, and then weave the cloth by hand. Amen. And then his wife could make him some clothes. Amen. Men have been doing that down through the ages of time, yet they found time to seek God. We got a sewing machine, a washing machine. Amen. A traveling machine, an automobile. Amen. We've got electric lights. We've got everything electric. Amen. We've got all kinds of electronic gadgetry. Someone said if you've got electricity in your home, you've got the equivalent of 27 servants at your disposal. Yet we don't have time to seek God. Amen. I'll tell you where the problem is. We don't take time to seek God. We want mama to do it. We want daddy to do it. We want our pastor to do it. Oh, we want the Sunday school teacher to do it. Oh, we want the deacon to do it. Oh, we want the evangelist to do it. Folks, amen, if the evangelist brings a revival in his briefcase, he'll take it in his briefcase when he leaves. If we have a lasting revival, we're going to have to get down to business and get a hold of God for ourselves. Amen. Praise God. And we can do it. Daniel realized that according to the promise of God in the book of Jeremiah, amen, that the 70 years were up and it was time for Israel to go back home. But having the promise and the fulfillment is two different things. There are conditions to meet, amen, for fulfillment. And Daniel began to fast and pray and seek God. Read Daniel chapter 8, Daniel chapter 9, amen. You'll find that Daniel made his confession. We have sinned. We have not hearkened to the voice of the Lord and the voice of the prophets. Amen. He made his confession. Amen. I forget whether it was A.W. Tozer or who it was, used to have a confession meeting before revival. Amen. And so they were having revival in this particular place, and amen, one man didn't come to the altar, he just sat back. He went back and asked him if he didn't have any sins to confess. And he said, I can't think of any. He said, well, just guess at it. And he said he did, and he guessed it the first time. Amen. Everybody already knows, praise God. Everybody already knows where they're coming short. Everybody already knows what sin they need to confess to get a hold of God. Daniel confessed his sin and got a hold of God. Amen. He was going on the word of Jeremiah. He understood by the book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah's the one that told them, build houses, plant vineyards. Amen. You're going to be there for a long time. 70 years. Amen. Two generations, three can pass in 70 years. That's a long time. Amen. But now the 70 years has passed. Daniel's old and gray-headed. He has a tremendous amount of responsibility still in Babylon. He's seen the rise and fall of perhaps five kings and survived all of them and come out on top. Daniel probably knew that he was too old to go back and that his responsibilities wouldn't let him. But as busy as he was, with people knocking at his door day and night, he fasted and prayed and repented for his people. As perfect as Daniel was, he repented. As sinless as Daniel was, amen. While they were still living, amen, God said through Ezekiel, though Noah, Daniel, and Job were in it, amen, God commended Daniel while he was even still alive. Praise God. Oh, glory to God. But Daniel realized there was a price tag attached to having revival, to having a move of God. Amen. So he sought God. He fasted some 21 days. Gabriel came, said, I heard you. Amen. When you first started praying, I had to get some help from Michael. Praise God. And so I could fight my way through. Hallelujah. And those warrior angels, amen, got through to him and answered his prayer and told him the destiny of Israel. Prophecies that are key to understanding prophecies still today. Why do we have Daniel chapter 9? Because Daniel sought God. Why do we have that marvelous key to the future? Because Daniel, amen, made his confession. Amen. A couple of years ago on the way to the Philippines, the Lord spoke to me. I thought it was the Lord. He said, I'm going to heal your body. I'm going to heal your church. I'm going to heal your ministry. Amen. I think it's high time we saw that happen. But it won't happen unless we get down to business with God. Amen. It may be that all of us, I'm talking to a prayer meeting crowd tonight. I'm talking to a group of people that care enough, that love God enough, that are people of prayer enough. Amen. That you know how to get a hold of God. Amen. I feel that we can bind ourselves together in these first days of 1997. And God can answer prayer.
Let's do it. Let's do it. We can do it. If they did it, as busy as they were, we can do it. If they can do it without a telephone, without a telegraph, without a washing machine, without a dryer, without an automobile that'll go 100 miles an hour, without jet planes, amen. If they could do it working as hard as they did, as busy as they were, we can do it. If we want to. If we will. How many disasters are we going to have around our house? Amen. Until we get down to business, say, God, heal me. Heal my children. Heal my family. Bring back the backsliders. Heal us spiritually. Heal us physically. Heal us financially. Amen. How many reverses are we going to have before we decide, hey, amen. God heard Jabez's prayer. He said, oh God, that thou wouldest bless me indeed and enlarge my coast and keep me from evil that it might not grieve me. You know what the Bible records? He takes time out in recording so-and-so begat so-and-so. So-and-so begat so-and-so. And so-and-so begat somebody else to tell us that Jabez sought the Lord and God gave him that which he requested. What did he request? Lord, enlarge my coast. Lord, amen, keep me from evil. Bless me indeed. Keep me from evil that it might not grieve me. I used to make bargains with God as a child. Lord, if you won't make my life so unhappy, I'll do so and so. I never kept my bargains. I couldn't until I got saved. And after I got saved, I got a change in nature. Amen. It was easier to keep my vows. It was easier, praise God, to keep my promises. And easier to repent when I didn't keep them. Easier to say, God, forgive me when I broke my vows. Easier to say, God, have mercy on me, a sinner, when I broke my promises to God. Because I had a new nature. One that wanted to serve God. One that wanted to live for God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My friend, tonight, there is nothing impossible with God. Hallelujah. God has a grand and glorious and a beautiful future for you if you will but seek Him. Amen. Faith unlocks the door. Faith as a grain of mustard seed. If you want some mustard seed, I got a bunch of them up at the house. They're not very big. Amen. I guess probably I've got over 100. Or maybe 200. Amen. I salvaged a few from a mustard tree. Amen. Up there on that hill in one of those ruins that we was at. But then I got down there at the tomb of Lazarus. Amen. And there was an Arab selling a whole handful for a dollar. And so I bought me some mustard seed. It's pretty small. It don't look like much. Amen. But oh, he said, if your faith is like that, you can say to this mountain, be thou removed. And nothing shall be impossible to you except that which is contrary to the word of God, that which is non-biblical, and that which was wasn't promised in the Bible in the first place. If God ever did it for anybody, he'll do it for you. God said, thus saith the Lord. Amen. And gave you the promise. Amen. You can have it. Hey, he said, I'm going to pour out my spirit on all flesh. That means everybody can have it. But to this day, everybody hasn't took advantage of it. Who's going to get it? Who's going to have that power from on high? Who's going to have that anointing from the glory world? Who's going to have it? I'll tell you. Amen. Those that qualify. Those that seek Him. Joel chapter 2 said, I'm going to pour out my spirit on all flesh. But you got some conditions to meet. You're going to have to sanctify fast and call a solemn assembly. Amen. And sanctify the congregation. Praise God. Let the priests and the ministers of the Lord weep between the porch and the altar. Amen. And gather the people. Praise God. And cry unto the Lord. Amen. Everybody in the world is not going to get it, even though he said, I'll pour out my spirit on all flesh. Amen. Obviously, he means those that meet the condition. Well, Brother Collins, that's just what I believe. I believe I'm one of them that's born to do without. I believe I was one of them that was born not to be blessed. I just believe I was one of them that was born not to get the baptism of the Holy Ghost. If you believe that, that's what you'll get. But if you believe the Word of God, you can have that. Amen. Everybody may not be an apostle. Everybody may not be a prophet. Everybody may not be a bishop. Everybody may not be a deacon. Amen. But you can be filled with the Holy Ghost. He said, I'll pour out my spirit upon my servants and my handmaiden. Who's that? My slaves. Those that work for me. Those that give their time and life to me. Amen. I'm going to pour my spirit out upon those that qualify. We seek God on a 5-minute job and let mama do the rest of the praying. We seek God on a 2-minute job and let daddy do the rest of the praying. We seek God on a 10-minute job. Amen. If we last that long, I'm amazed at how quick we pray through around the altar. We've got so much stuff going on. We've got such important activities in the lobby of the church that we can't take time to get a hold of God no more. If anybody does come to get a hold of God, we ain't got time to stay and pray with them. We've got a lot of fish to fry. Amen. Man, we got so many irons in the fire you wouldn't believe. Yeah, I know it. And none of them's hot. It'd be good to get one good and hot. It's better to have one good hot one. Amen. Woo! Glory to God. Amen. Hey, folks! This is the first service at the highway in 1997. Amen. Let's make them all count for God. The watchword of that grand and glorious new beginning in Luke chapter 1 was, with God nothing shall be impossible. The watchword for that grand and glorious new beginning for Abraham and Sarah was, there is nothing too hard for God. The watchword in the hopelessness of Jeremiah's state when God told him to buy land. Amen. Get the deed all sealed. Glory to God, because he said there's going to be houses built here again. There's going to be fields planted here again. Amen. And Jeremiah says, oh Lord God, is there anything? There's nothing too hard for thee. Amen. In fact, God asks the question later in the chapter, is there anything too hard for God? Jeremiah's already answered it for his own benefit in an earlier part of the chapter. There's nothing too hard for God. Hey, God can bring lost things back. God can help you to find things that you've lost. Amen. Dear brother got saved, was coming to our church in Dale, Illinois, lived at McLeansboro, Illinois. Backslid and fell out with the Church of God folks.
Almost had a fight.
Amen. In the Church of God up there in McLeansboro. Amen. He told me pitifully, he said, I don't believe I'll ever get what I once had in the Lord. I said, Brother Guffey, you can have what you had and even have more. I think we can get more. Amen. Hey, we don't have to be stalemated. We don't have to be stagnant. We don't have to stop. Praise God. We can have one more breakthrough. But you'll have to run till you get your second win. And then run some more. And you can have a breakthrough. We've had enough failures. We've watched them pass by the dozen. We've had enough breakdowns. Amen. We see them everywhere, and there's hardly a family but what's been touched by one of them. We need some breakthroughs. You believe we can have it? You believe there's a breakthrough for the church? Do you believe the church has to wane? You believe the church has to go down? You believe the church has to lose out? You believe the church has to lose its gifts and not get some more? The Bible said it's God's will that we abound more and more. It's God's will that we keep laboring, seeing we shall reap if we faint not. Hey, keep sowing. You're going to reap what you sow. That heart-rending, heart-breaking situation at your house, God can turn it around just like He did mine. Amen. He can put things back together again if we'll give Him a chance. If we'll wait on Him. Amen. He's able to bring the lost coin to our notice. If we'll clean house, we can find it. Amen. He's able to help us to find the lost sheep if we'll go looking for Him. Amen. We can find Him and bring Him home on our shoulders. I know. Amen. You're looking for the old shepherd to do it. Hey. Amen. But sometimes it takes sheep to bring sheep. Hey. Amen. We need to quit following old goats around and follow sheep. We need to quit listening to old goats and listen to sheep. Amen. You listen to them old goats around, sitting around in church. Amen. They'll give you bad advice. Amen. Listen to sheep. Praise God. They'll give you good advice. Amen. It had a goat named Judas in the East St. Louis stockyards. Brother Lee Irvin worked there. Had a bell on, old Judas did. He had a special purpose. Amen. He would run up the slaughter ramp, and all the sheep would follow him. He would jump over the barrier at the end of the ramp, and then close the gate behind the sheep, and another group of sheep were there ready for the slaughter. Somebody was going to have lamb chops and leg of lamb and mutton, because old Judas had did his job. Amen. The sheep followed him. Amen. Even a hog has to have something to follow. Me and my son-in-law, and a son-in-law built him a little pen on the back of my lot in Germantown and fed out a hog. And he said, I'll give you half of it. You're going to have to help me load it. In the hottest day of July, amen, we got up there loading that hog, and he wouldn't cooperate. We had a chute, and we had a truck, but the hog wouldn't walk up our chute. Amen. So I saw an old rope laying in the black mud in the bottom of a hog pen. Amen. And I tied that old muddy, dirty rope, amen, and made a noose out of it. And I got close enough to get that rope in his mouth right behind his tushes and tighten down on it with his tushes holding it intact, and with Jim behind the pushing, I was in front of pulling, encouraging that hog to get in that truck, and he still wasn't going in. While I was pulling with all my might, I had my feet dug in, amen, trying to pull that hog up that chute in that truck. The rope broke and slapped me right in the mouth with all that mud and all that black filth out of the bottom of that hog pen. And I fell back in the truck, and the hog followed me in. Amen. I had to fall in the truck with slop from the bottom of the hog pen on my mouth.